hobnail goblin with bobtail hob said it is time I began to rob for strawberries, Bob Hobnob, with a purse of cream like the curse of the dairy girls, and flushed with the heat and fruitish ripe are the gowns of the maids who dance to the pipe. Chase the maid, she's afraid. Go gather a bob cherry kiss from a tree, but don't I pretty come bothering me, she said, as she fled. The snouted satyrs drink clouted cream neath the chestnut trees as thick as a dream. So I went and I lent where none but the dotish, goatish wine asked for my hand for what it could find. As it neighed, I said, don't touch me, sir, don't touch me, I say. You'll tumble my strawberries into the hay. Those snowmouths of silver that be the spring has sucked his sweetness from, I will bring with fair hair plants, with apples chill, for the great god Pan's high altar I'll spill not one. So in fun we rolled on the grass and began to run, chasing that gaudy satyr the sun. Over the haycocks away we ran, crying, here be berries, a sunburnt a span. But Silenus has seen us, he runs like the rough satyr sow. Come away. In a room of the palace, black Mrs. Behemoth gave way to wrath and the wildest malice. Cried Mrs. Behemoth, come, 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 court lady, doomed like a moth through palace room shady. The candle flame seemed a yellow pompion, sharp as a scorpion, nobody came. Only a bugbear e'er unkind at Bardford Papoose, the young spring wind blew out the candle. Where is it gone? To flat Coromandel rolling on. Lady Cillian, shady Lloyd, be a lazy lady, walk at the cookler's gables, in the lakes, Georgian stables, in a fairy tale like the heat and tents, in the mist in the woods, when across the fence, the children gathering strawberries, are changed by the heat into negresses, so their hair shines there, like gold, her planets, Calliope, Io, Pomona, Antarpe, Echo, and Clio. Then Lily arrayed a silly and shady, sauntered along like a lazy lady beside the waves, haycocks, her gown with ducks was of satin, the colour of shining green ducks, and a falderall parasol was a great gold sun, or the haycock shining, but she was a negress, black as the shade, the time and the brightest lady laid. Then a sat her dog at the trunks of trees, began to flatter, began to tease. And she ran like the nymphs with golden foot that trampled a strawberry buttercup root in the thick gold dew as bright as mesh of dead, of dead Panopy's golden flesh. Made from the music whence were born Memphis and Thebes in the first hawthorn, and ran to wake in the lake where the water ripples seemed made to rake. And Charlotine, Adeline, round was bubbly victory. And the other fish express a wish for mastic mantles and gowns with a swish, and bright in sight as the posies of buttercups and of roses and buds of the wildwood lilies, they chase as frisky as fillies. The red retriever-haired satyr can whine and tease her and flatter, but Lily O'Grady is silly and shady, in the deep shade is a lazy lady. Now Pomp is dead, Homer's red, Heliogabalus lost his head, and shade is on the brightest wing, and dust forbids the bird to sing.